Mark well God's wondrous works and see what things therein declared be, such things as may with trembling fear fright all the world the same to hear. For like to these, which here I tell, no man alive remembereth well. The 8th day of September last, which made all Ireland much aghast, were seen near Cork such flights of birds, whose numbers cannot well by words accounted be. For greater store was never seen nor known before. The flight so many legions seemed, as thousands, thousands they were deemed, all soaring up along the sky, as if the battle were on high, in multitudes without compare, which like black clouds may dim the air. First from the eastern skies appeared a flight of stairs which greatly feared the people there the same to see, as like could not remembered be. For they in war like squadrons flew, as if they others would pursue. And as this flight thus hovering lay, prepared all in battle ray, from out the west another came, as great in number as the same, and there opposed in warlike might themselves against the other flight. Whereas these stairs or starling birds, for want of helmets, gloves, and swords, they used their talons, bills, and beaks, and such a battle undertakes that trembling fear and terror brought to all which saw this battle fought. For first the eastern flight sat down with chattering noise upon the ground, as if they challenged all the rest to meet and fight even breast to breast, where presently was heard from far the same like chattering sound of war. And there upon the western flight, down by the eastern birds did light, where after they a while had sat together in their bird-like chat, they all upon a sudden rose, and each the other did oppose. And filling thus the azure sky, which these their troops up mounted high, they seemed more thick than Motith's sun. A dreadful battle there begun, and in their kind more strongly fought than can imagined be by thought. Thousands of thousands on a heap upon the other's backs did leap, with all their foresaid strengths and might, to put their bird-like foes to flight, and as it were in battle ray, long time they kept them thus in play. To fight this battle in the air, their bills and beaks their weapons were, which they performed in such a sort as makes me doubtful to report that silly birds should thus arise and fight so fiercely in the skies. But so it was, and strange withal, that birds should thus at discord fall, and never cease till they had slain thousands stark dead upon the plain, where people took them up in fear, a thing most strange to see and hear. With broken wings, some fell to ground, and some poor silly birds were found, with eyes picked out, struck down half dead, and some no brains left in their head, but battered forth and killed outright, most strangely in this airy fight. Yet long with loud and chattering cries, each company against the other flies, with bloody beaks remorseless still, their feathered foes to maim or kill. Where whilst this battle did remain, their bodies fell like drops of rain. Thousands were to the city borne, with wounded limbs and bodies torn, for all the fields were overspread with mangled starlings that lay dead in blood and feathers strange to see, which men took up aboundantly. It was a wonder to explain the number of them hurt and slain, and being a wonder, let it rest. The Lord above, he knoweth best what these poor creatures did intend when thus to battle they did bend. But such a battle ne'er was fought by silly birds which have no thought in doing ill, nor any mind to work contrary to their kind. But yet as nature gave them life, So here they strangely fell at strife. What now for truth is published forth, esteem it as a news of worth, and by the wonder of these days, learn to leave off all wicked ways. For sure it is that God it sent, that of our sins we should repent.